A Tallahassee consultant for developers and planners predicts that the Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment will pass next year. Patrick Slevin, CEO of the Slevin Group, says there is a legitimate threat that Amendment 4 will get the 60% of votes it needs to pass in next year's election. The Hometown Democracy Amendment to the Florida Constitution would, according to the website of its supporters, give voters oversight control over how their area will grow and evolve by holding a referendum on any comprehensive plan amendments approved by local governments. Slevin warns that hometown democracy will pass because of the influence of what he calls a vocal minority on the silent majority.
Given everything that I've seen up to this point, hometown democracy is going to pass. That's my professional opinion. That doesn't mean we don't have hope to find something. I think hometown democracy has provided a legitimate discussion. The question is, what kind of constructive alternatives can we give the voters of Florida? I haven't seen that alternative yet, but I have hope that we have still one legislative session and we still have our elected officials. Maybe we can come up with something that everyone can agree upon.
Slevin spoke Thursday afternoon to a gathering from the Urban Land Institute of Tampa Bay. Environmental activist Mariella Smith thinks that Slevin's prediction is just a scare tactic to motivate the amendment's opponents.
This has all been one big marketing plug for his company. He's carved out a niche for his own PR company of teaching developers these sort of used car salesman tactics as opposed to real dialogue and working within the community. And so, yes, I think he's using the scare of hometown democracy to foment fear and generate customers for his own business. But I do think he's right that hometown democracy resonates with a majority of people across the state.
The former mayor of Safety Harbor, Patrick Slevin, was honorary chair of Young Americans for Dole during the Bob Dole campaign for president in 1996. He calls himself a NIMBY expert.
We've transitioned from a NIMBY nation, not in my backyard, to a banana republic, which banana means build absolutely nothing anywhere near anyone. We're a banana republic because Americans feel that the process is out of control and that developers have an edge, and it's about the developer at the expense of the community.
That perception, Slevin says, is based on polling data from a group called Saint Consulting.
Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans weigh their vote, their decision on a candidate's or incumbent's position on development and growth. 3 out of 4 Americans are opposed to development. Which is essentially all new development. And 3 out of 4 Americans believe that the system favors the developer at the expense of the community. So you have this X factor, as I call it, a public frustration, that affects the silent majority. They're reading it in the papers. They're hearing about it. They're hearing it on this newscast that we have here. And they're having conclusions that, you know, we need to take back City Hall and we need to support ballot box type of direct democracy. And that's how we're going to be able to, you know, to have a harmony between growth and progress.
But activist Mariella Smith uses those same figures to dispute Slevin's claim that people opposed to some development projects are a minority.
That's one of his tactics there, is to marginalize the citizen activists by name-calling, by demonizing them. He constantly, in his speech, talked about NIMBYs as being a vocal minority, usually just a handful of angry citizens, as he said. And yet he admits that 78% oppose new development and 87% feel like it's important how candidates vote on growth management issues.
The term NIMBY is used as a derogatory epithet, Slevin admits. Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder, who paid for the $25 luncheon speech from his council budget, took exception to Slevin's use of the term to describe citizens.
Some might call them NIMBYs, I call them constituents. And everybody's concerned about what's going to be built or developed in their backyard. Progress includes some development, some redevelopment. And oftentimes, the development or redevelopment can be a very good thing and a very positive thing for a community. So we have to go into this, you know, with an open attitude. But at the same time, what I've always stressed in my 6 years in office is bring us good development, bring us quality development.
During his presentation, Slevin suggested that in order for developers to build political capital for their proposed projects, they should reach out to upper middle class opinion leaders. Dingfelder thinks that developers should instead reach out to a larger group.
The gentleman was advocating civic involvement and civic engagement, but I think that he was stressing that he wants to engage a certain group of hoity-toity elite people. What I would urge all developers to do is get engaged with everybody in the community who cares about, you know, about that particular area, that particular project. That might include the people next door. It should include the people next door. They should be the first ones to be contacted when a development is coming along.
You can learn more about the Slevin Group and about Hometown Democracy by following links on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.